Vascular Health, then join Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I saw a very, very interesting program this weekend. It was Mark Twain's America, and they used a couple of quotations from Mark Twain. One was one he used very often when he talked to large audiences, and he said, well, now imagine that I was an idiot, and then imagine I was a member of Congress, but then I repeat myself, and of course everybody would laugh. And then he talked about, you know, there's certainly only one established criminal class in America, and of course, that is Congress. And everybody would laugh. Well, of course, Mark Twain actually was active from the time of the Civil War till the time he died, about 1910. And back in those days, everybody had total disregard for Congress, feeling that they were corrupt. Today, the current rating given to Congress is about 12%. 12% of the people think Congress is doing a good job, and the rest of them think they're doing a very, very poor job. How has our country been able to survive all this time when, of course, the people who make our laws are held in total disregard by the public? They were held in disregard at the time of Mark Twain, and they held in disregard today. And the reason that, despite the fact that Congress is corrupt, and politicians certainly take bribes to carry out various procedures from various customers and pass legislation or try to pass legislation that favors one group over another and steals from one group and many times even does terrible harm to our nation. But the reason America survived is because we have a Constitution that limits what Congress can do. That was the essence of America. In fact, it was Thomas Jefferson. We can find the quotation in his Master Thoughts of Thomas Jefferson, which I keep sitting on my desk whenever I'm talking, and I often refer to it because even though from a religious point of view I would disagree with Thomas Jefferson, although he did return to the religion of his youth in his old age, but Thomas Jefferson wrote so well. In matters of confidence, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with a change of the Constitution. And basically, he wanted to limit the power of government, and that was the very essence of America and why America was different. in our government, in our form of constitutional republic, the power of the central authority was limited by the change of the Constitution. Why we're in trouble today is because the people in Congress who was sworn to uphold the Constitution consistently violate their oaths of office, but nobody calls them to do what's right, at least not until recently, when there's been a tremendous outcry against their move to establish a fascist healthcare system very similar to the one they had under in Nazi Germany or in any authoritarian country, and that is, of course, establish a healthcare system where the government will determine what's good for the people and will ration access to healthcare, all in the name of control. Well, with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and every month we hear from him. And we hope that many of you out there are establishing the Institute of the Constitution study groups. We have to get people to understand why America is different and why it's worthwhile trying to save. The last thing we want is a revolution. Certainly we have the best form of government in the world. We're just not using it. We need to get back to that. And, of course, the people on the other side are trying to stir up discontent because they want to do away with our country and establish a totalitarian dictatorship. But they are the lawbreakers. They are the subversives. The Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the other elitists who want to destroy the sovereignty and the constitution of this country and merge us into this one-world socialist government under their control. Pastor David Whitney, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan, good to be with you this morning, and you're absolutely right. As senators and congressmen and the president and Supreme Court justices take an oath to uphold the Constitution, that is, to abide by the limits and the restrictions of the Constitution, they get away with violating it all the time because most Americans don't know what the Constitution says. Last month, we took a look at one of the most important areas of the Constitution because it spells out the only things that the federal government is permitted to do, and that's Article 1, Section 8. And I've had people argue with me, say, well, wait a minute, Article 1 deals with the legislative branch. So that's just Congress. You know, that's just the Senate and the House. That doesn't restrict the president. That doesn't restrict the Supreme Court. Oh, yes, it does. It certainly does, because Article 1, Section 8 says these are the only things that the legislative branch can act upon, can pass legislation to. Therefore, these are the only things that the executive branch is empowered to enforce. If it's not on this list, they have no power of enforcement. And furthermore, the judicial branch has no power to act in court rulings regarding any issue that's not listed in Article 1, Section 8. That's why it's so important that Americans know those list of 18 items and be willing to hold their elected
officials. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney here at the American News Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Made Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, talking about the Constitution, talking about the fact that Article 1, Section 8 limits what Congress can do. And Article the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment stipulate that the powers that are not specifically herein given to Congress are to be reserved to the states and to the people. This is what it was all about. Restrict the power of government so that men could be free. Expand the power of government and there will be tyranny. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. We need to get the American people to understand we're moving towards a dictatorship because there really are people who don't believe in the Constitution, who hate these concepts of individual freedom under God because they hate God. Pastor David Whitney, pick up the story.
Yes, well, Article 1, Section 8, it should be known and studied and memorized by every American. I was proud of some of those who confronted the senator here in Maryland, Senator Cardin, on the whole issue of the health care, saying, where in the Constitution is there any permission for the federal government to spend one penny? And his reference, well, you know, the General Welfare Clause. Well, no, the General Welfare Clause has nothing to do with taxing and spending for health care at all. That is a misinterpretation. Our founders would have never countenanced any such egregious violation of the limitations they placed upon the federal government. And those restrictions, those 18 limitations, when you study them in detail, you discover that most everything done by our federal government, one study, I believe it was the Heritage Foundation, said that 90-plus percent of every dollar spent by the federal government is a violation of Article 1, Section 8, therefore is illegal. We have, as you said, a criminal class, or as Mark Twain said, a criminal class, because 90% of what they take, 90% of what they spend, is a violation of the supreme law of the land that they have taken an oath before Almighty God to uphold. And I was also proud of some of the people in the town hall meeting with Cardin. They brought that up, that you took an oath before Almighty God. I wish they had gone the next step and warned him that on Judgment Day there will be hell to pay, because Cardin and most other senators and congressmen are violating their oath of office day in, day out. Why? They don't fear God. And therefore,
let me just interrupt, David. There was a very, very well-known YouTube presentation where a gentleman in the audience confronted Arlen Specter, Senator Arlen Specter, about the health care legislation, and they showed this on CNN. And, of course, this man then concludes his remarks, which Specter lets him make. But, you know, he's trying to prove this. This is how democracy works, when people can vent their beliefs. And the man concluded with saying, you know, one day you're going to have to stand before the throne of judgment and answer God for what you've done. They showed that initially, and then when CNN rebroadcast that clip, they took it out. I mean, it was such a flagrant example of how CNN and the rest of the media blacks out any reference to God, because the people who control our media hate God. And if you can find this, we actually have the original posted on my website at RadioLiberty.com. The fellow from the audience, obviously very emotional. You can tell from the tone of his voice. He's a little, you know, he's not used to public speaking and being on television. But he talks about, you know, you're going to stand before the Day of Judgment and stand before God. And then CNA, and when they repeat it, clips that out. See how the media hates God. There is a conspiracy against God. Until we understand that, this is what it's really all about. Because only where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Go right ahead.
Which is why we really need to restrict electing officials who are God-fearing men. Exodus 18:20 talks about that. God-fearing men who hate covetousness. That is, they're not in going into public office for some greedy goal of their own to make themselves wealthy or powerful. They're going to serve. It used to be that the congressmen and senators served for free. That is, they paid their own expenses. They didn't receive a dime from the public treasury. And that was the whole idea, that they were public servants, not public masters, which is what they view themselves as today. Well, I'm glad to hear that that was confronted with Arlen Specter. I think all of us ought to be confronting our elected officials with that as a witness to them, so that they cannot stand on judgment and say, oh, nobody ever told me, God, that I was going to be judged for this oath that I took. Well, they ought to know that there will be hell to pay for them personally in all eternity because of their violations of their oath of office. Well, moving from Article 1, Section 8, which I encourage everyone to look at your Constitution, read that list, and see how few things the federal government is supposed to be doing. Everything else, as you mentioned earlier, according to the 10th Amendment, everything else is either left to the states. The states have great wide-ranging powers themselves, or it's left to the people. That neither the state government nor the federal government ought to be doing it. Should be the people, and that's exactly where health care belongs. It does not belong in the hands of any government bureaucrats. They can't even run their own responsibilities correctly. They do a terrible job governing. How dare they think they can run car companies and banks and then the entire healthcare system? You wouldn't trust these people. These people are less trustworthy than the used car salesman. Why would you ever trust them with your healthcare? What a ridiculous notion.
Well, I think an example of that is the one place they are supposed to govern by law is the District of Columbia, the murder capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is Congress's responsibility. And if they can't govern the District of Columbia where it's safe, where that is the murder capital of the world, how can they expect to govern the entire nation and provide for us as common folks? They're not interested in helping the common people. They're interested in getting payoffs from the large companies and from the lobbyists and of one guy or another and their pension and the health care, which they will not go into this government health care. They have their own health care and their own pension system. They don't have Social Security. They got a better pension system. They are not going to have public government-provided health care, the kind that they give to the common people. I mean, they've tried to get a resolution through saying an amendment that Congress will accept this health care they want to give the American people, and it's consistently voted down. Can you really trust any of them? Go right ahead.
Not at all. Well, moving from Article 1, Section 8 to Section 9 of Article 1, it also deals with other limitations on congressional authority. So Article 1, Section 8 says these are the 18 things, and the only 18 things, the federal government is permitted to do. Article 1, Section 9 talks about the limitations, that the Congress could not forbid the slave trade before the year 1808. So that was 20 years after the ratification of the Constitution, and the founders believed that of its own economic inefficiencies and so forth, that the slave trade would end on its own and slavery would eventually become extinct because the economic forces were moving at the time of the Constitutional Convention. The forces were moving against it economically, and they could see it being phased out. Some of our founders owned slaves and wanted to do away with slavery themselves, but they were trapped in a system whereby they were in such debt that they could not just free the slaves, and furthermore, if they just simply freed the slaves would not have any jobs. So you'd have these jobless people who are starving. Do you prefer that to having them taken care of, at least on the plantation where they were working? So the whole system had to gradually be phased out. And everywhere in the world, that's what happened, except here in America, where our tyrannical 16th president decided he was going to try to use the issue of slavery as a political tool in his war to prevent Southern independence. But that's a whole different story. But they said that Congress couldn't forbid slave trade before the year 1808. Second thing that Congress could not do, it could not suspend habeas corpus except in an emergency. Habeas corpus is a Latin term. It means that it is a writ that you as an individual citizen have the power to demand that your government give you legitimate reason for arresting you or imprisoning you, that if the government arrests you, they have to charge you with having violated some law. They just cannot make you a political prisoner. We don't like your political speech, therefore we're going to arrest you, throw you in prison, throw the key away. You'll never see a jury trial. You'll never be brought up on any charges of anything. We're just making you a political prisoner. Habeas corpus, an ancient English law that gave Englishmen secured to Englishmen the God-given right that you cannot be arrested by the civil government unless there is indeed a law that you have broken. And that furthermore, you're going to be brought to trial, a speedy trial, that will deal with whether you are guilty or innocent of having broken that law. So Congress is the only branch of government given the power to suspend habeas corpus, but they can only do it in very, very limited times, essentially a time of war, a time of dire emergency, where they may need to do this. But again, they should very, very rarely, if ever, consider suspending habeas corpus. Now, there's been two times in the history of our country where not the legislative branch, not Congress, but the executive branch has suspended habeas corpus. One was the tyrannical 16th president who unconstitutionally, illegally, which meant he was violating his oath of office, he should have been impeached for doing this, Lincoln suspended habeas corpus and began arresting American citizens with no charges. Here in Maryland, he arrested most of the state legislature. Anyone that had even the thought in their mind about secession was arrested by Lincoln, thrown into prison in Fort McHenry, and locked up there without any charges, without any trial, completely illegally. And the Congress should have impeached Lincoln at that moment for violating the Constitution and violating his oath of office. The next president, of course, is our 43rd president. Bush said he could suspend habeas corpus, and of course this has not been removed, so Obama says the same thing. He could suspend habeas corpus anytime he pleases for any citizen he says is a threat. A threat by whose terms? By the president's terms. So today, we American citizens face the threat of having our God-given right of habeas corpus taken away from us by a wicked and tyrannical 44th president. This is completely unconstitutional, and the fact that he has not rescinded Bush's orders should be grounds for impeachment if we had a Congress and a Senate that actually knew the Constitution and actually had the guts to obey the Constitution as their oath of office demands them. So that's the second thing under Article 1, Section 9. The third is that Congress cannot pass any bill of attainder. Now, that may be an unfamiliar term to most of us. Basically, it's a legislative finding of guilt. That is, the legislature acting like a trial court, bringing someone in, listing charges against them, determining whether they're guilty or innocent, so the Congress playing both the judge and playing the jury and playing the prosecuting attorney and the defense attorney, playing all the roles that take place in a courtroom, that is impermissible. Congress cannot act like a court system and cannot find guilt on the part of anyone except in the case of impeachment. In other words, an elected official who's violated their oath of office. Then Congress comes up with a bill of impeachment with a list of specific charges against the elected official who's violated his oath of office, and then Congress hears a trial against this individual and actually takes those impeachment charges and passes them to the Senate. Excuse me, they don't really hear the trial. They just come up with a list of impeachable offenses. Then they hand those to the Senate, and the Senate conducts the actual trial to determine guilt or innocence as to whether the individual in question here is to be removed from office or whether they are to retain their office. So Congress, none of the House or the Senate can actually pass bills of attainder. The other thing they cannot pass is ex post facto law. An ex post facto law is a law that would punish an act that was legal at the time you committed the act but has been made illegal post facto. That is, we passed a law today to say that anybody going over 55 miles an hour is violating the law anywhere in the 50 states. And we have records of you going 65 last week and the week before that, and we're going to charge you with committing a crime that was not a crime when you committed that act. Congress cannot pass any such law, any ex post facto law, making an act that was legal when you performed it illegal now and punishing you for a violation of such a law. Of course, this is common sense. Any sane and just society would never pass such laws, but obviously there's a threat that a wicked government might do such a thing, and this prevents them from doing that. another aspect of this, not passing any ex post facto law, they cannot raise the status of an offense committed in the past. Suppose you had a series of offenses that were misdemeanors. So that's the lower level of criminal charge. And they cannot raise it to felony, the higher level, ex post facto. That is, when it was committed and it was a misdemeanor, it should remain a misdemeanor no matter what a new law says. No power to make ex post facto laws.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Museum.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Sidney, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And before we go on, David, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can actually take the course on the Internet, and then, of course, how they can start putting these programs on for people in their community so they can learn about our Constitution and why it is so important, and why we have a move towards fascism in America, because, of course, there is an organized effort on the part of the leaders of this country and the people of great wealth who finance them to abrogate the Constitution, to do an end run around the Constitution, to establish an all-powerful state in the name of helping the people. Go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you. We are offering a course that can be conducted by anyone, really. You really don't need a background in history or law. It's particularly best that you don't have a background in law, as the law schools today teach the opposite of the form of government that our founders established. But our host kit enables you to take this information that we're just sharing here on the air and communicate it to any group of people with 12 half-hour lectures by constitutional law professor John Eismo, 2 lectures by David Barton, a student notebook with a detailed outline of each of those lectures with following each lecture, a series of study questions that enable a group of people together to really grasp these principles as well as get a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. This host kit's available if you go to our website, and that is at iotconline.com. That website, again, for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. Right there at the very first page, at the top of the page, you can click a button, order a host kit. Or if you want to take it, as you said, you can take the course online. If you've got broadband, you can watch the videos, take the tests online, and that also there on the very first page, right at the top, you'll see online course. You can click and sign up. The cost for that is $30, and actually we'll deduct that $30 from the purchase of a host kit if you decide after taking the online course that you want to purchase a host kit. And we encourage people to do that because not just individually you need to learn this, you need to spread this as to wide a circle of acquaintances as you can. We have people doing this in their churches, people doing this in their homes, and people renting community space in various venues to really reach out to the community. This summer we did one in a car dealership. Car dealership loved it because he had people coming in looking at his cars each week as they took the course. But there's hundreds of different ways in which you can get the word out to the people in your community. And that's what it's going to take to turn our country around, to return us to the form of government that our founders established. And so it's my great hope that millions of Americans, as this word spreads, millions of Americans will begin to demand of their elected officials that they abide by the terms of the Constitution. It's very encouraging to see some of the work that we've been doing, I think, bearing fruit in what we see in a number of these town hall meetings where people are actually quoting the Constitution. I see that here in Maryland where people are challenging the elected officials with the words from the Constitution that the elected officials only vaguely aware of. They're holding them accountable, and we need to do that, especially when it comes to election, not listening to the lies and the promises, but demanding that they, from their record, prove they have been faithful to their oath. The other way, people, of course, if they don't have internet access and they want to purchase our host kit or a lot of other materials that we have in our web book, online bookstore, go to our website, iotconline, to purchase those, or you can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution, and that toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number, again, for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And as we return to looking at Article 1, Section 9, not only can they not pass bills of attainder, Congress cannot pass bills of attainder, cannot pass ex post facto law, which punishes a person for an act that was legal when they committed the act or changes the status of the offense, raising it from a misdemeanor to a felony, or a law that would increase the penalty for the offense. Say it was a $100 fine last week when you committed it. They pass a law that says now it's a $1,000 fine. When you committed the act, the fine that was on the books at that time must be what you are to deal with. You are not to be charged with something that has been changed by the legislature. And then finally, aspect of that is they cannot change the rules for evidence, making it easier to convict you. They cannot do that by law. The rules for evidence at the time you committed the act are the rules for evidence that must be dealt with in the courtroom when you come to trial. So those are all the things that they cannot do regarding passing ex post facto laws. The fourth element in Article 1, Section 9 is that direct taxes must be in proportion to the census. The Constitution is extremely clear here. No capitation tax. Now, what's a capitation tax? You may not be familiar with that term. Well, just think of decapitation. We all know what that is, taking off someone's head. Decapitation. So capitation tax is a tax upon the head of the individual citizen. Notice what it's saying here. Because direct taxes must be in proportion to the census, it must be the census that determines what each state, what their tax burden is going to be. So, for example, say the state of Maryland, I believe we have about of population around 5 million. And I don't know, we'll just pick another state that's much larger, say the state of Texas. Let's say it had 50 million instead of 5 million. Well, the tax bill sent to the state of Maryland by the federal government would be one-tenth of the tax bill sent to the state of Texas, which had, by proportion, that much more citizenship. Now, let me ask you about the federal income tax today. We need to look at the 16th Amendment, even deal with it, because the 16th Amendment did not change this prescription that says Congress cannot engage in capitation taxes. The taxes must be in proportion to the census. It did not change it. Actually, the Supreme Court recognized after the 16th Amendment that nothing was changed in the tax structure of our land on the federal level. Today is the federal income tax through the IRS meeting this standard. Direct taxes must be in proportion to the census. The answer is absolutely no. Why? Because every individual is directly taxed by the government rather than the bill being sent to the states, and the state has to raise the revenue, which they in turn pay to the federal government. That was the original structure. The tax bill went to the states. The states determined how they were going to raise it. They might do it by a sales tax or an income tax or whatever the state chose. They could freely choose to do that. And our founders did this on purpose because they knew you do not let this taxing power be in the hands of the central government. Don't let the central government be the tax collector. It must be the states that are the tax collector because they're much closer to the people, more accountable to the people, less possible of corruption than a federal government.
And, you know, I think what's really so important is also that the senators, who, of course, were involved with the legislation that was costing money, they were elected by the state legislatures. And so if the senators, voted for legislation that was going to take money from the states, they were answerable to the states, not to the people. Why? Because, of course, people with lots of money can elect the senators. If they have direct election of senators, we were not ever to have direct election of senators. We were to have indirect election. They were to be representing the state legislatures, answerable to the state legislators, who were going to have to come up with the money to pay for the federal legislation. So the senators didn't vote for unconstitutional legislation because they knew that they could be thrown out of office by the people who put them there. The state legislature were going to have to raise the money. Isn't it amazing? We never teach this.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Pastor David Rindy, we're talking about the amazing document, which is the very foundation of our freedom, the United States Constitution, which limited the power of the federal government over the lives of the people. There was a man named Bill Benson, and Bill was actually given money by a philanthropist to go around to every state to see if these states had really ratified the Constitution. And Bill did that, ratified the 16th and the 17th Amendment, the legislation for the income tax and for the direct election of senators. He went to every state legislature, went through their records, and found out that very few states had actually ratified the Constitution, and the media and the United States Attorney General had lied to the American people as saying the Constitution was ratified when it really wasn't ratified. Of course, we were getting into this time of the First World War, and so people's attention were focused on other issues. But it was all a lie. And Bill Benson wrote a series of books about this, saying that the law that never was. And, of course, Bill Benson was put in prison for daring to tell the American people the truth. I think he's there now. I've met Bill, talked to him. He's a very courageous individual who's given up his life to tell the American people that the 16th Amendment is illegal because it was never ratified by the states. And people say, well, it's been around for so long, it doesn't matter whether it's legal or not. It's been accepted by the people. Everything is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. We need to admire Bill Benson. You need to get his material. You need to understand this. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't pay the income tax or they will put you in jail. Why? Because we have more people in prison than any other nation in the world. We have more people in our prisons than they have in communist China. And most of the people there are not there for truly criminal acts, but for disagreeing with the government. CIA agents, DEA agents, FBI agents who tried to get the truth out, and they've been put into prison. If you've never read the books, Defrauding America and Drugging America, written by Rodney Stitch, who was sent to prison on trumped-up charges, where he met all these former government agents, and their crime, they tried to tell the truth. We have almost 2.5 million Americans in prison today. One of every 100 American adults, one of every 33 Americans is in prison, probation, or parole. And we talk about being a free nation. Ladies and gentlemen, you could be next. We need to take America back. We need to get our Constitution functioning. And we need to educate the American people, which is why I do what I do and why Pastor David Whitney does what he does. Pastor David, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And your point about the 17th Amendment is exactly on target, because that was the check the state legislatures had upon the federal government spending, because they knew they were going to be collecting that money in taxes and very directly answerable to the people for what they decided. So up until the 17th Amendment, you study the federal budget. The only time it went out of control was during the war to prevent Southern independence. I think that's the only just term for that war. A war that was unconstitutional and so forth. But up to that point in time, the Congress basically were held in check. They could not spend too much money. But you look at what followed the 17th Amendment, and it's an explosion of spending, an orgy of spending, as these wicked people have destroyed the value of our dollar and stolen from the American people, because every penny the federal government spends that's against the law, that is a violation of this supreme law of the land, our U.S. Constitution, every penny is a form of theft. Thieves in Washington, D.C., I think maybe D.C. now stands for District of Criminals. Well, in addition to direct taxes must be in proportion to the census, the next limitation is no tax or duty on items exported from state. That is, if you produce something here in Maryland and you want to sell it in Virginia, Virginia could not charge you an import duty. Nor could Maryland charge you an export duty. Between states, it was to be a free trade zone. It was not to be a free trade zone between countries, between Canada and our country, or between Mexico or any of the other countries of the world. No, that's where the federal government received, for most of the history up until the 16th and 17th Amendment, our federal government received the income on which it operated completely on those import taxes and export taxes from within, or in other words, people selling things across the seas or people importing goods to our country. They limited themselves to that because that was the constitutional way in which the federal government raised funds. And along those same lines, no preference could be for local ships or local ports over others. That is, if you're a businessman in Maryland and you operated out of the port of Baltimore, but a businessman in Virginia wanted to operate out of the port of Baltimore, no favoritism was permitted in terms of ports, one port over another. Now, money, the next limitation is no money could be drawn from the Treasury except by appropriation of Congress and regular public accounting. And today, regular public accounting by the federal government is all but a joke, as we know that they use smoke and mirrors to lie to the American people about what they're actually spending, about the unfunded mandates that they're doing every day, and the trillions and trillions of dollars that are really being committed to be spent without being part of the budget. All of this is a corruption and a violation of Article 1, Section 9. And then the final item in that list of Article 1, Section 9 is no title of nobility was to be permitted. That is, the federal government could not grant any Article 1 in our country a leg up, so to speak, or a special privileged class that put them above the rest of the citizens. Everyone was to be equal in terms of how they were treated under the law. And Dr. Stan, you mentioned this earlier, that the Congress, they do not consider themselves like us. They're under their own system of health care and their own system of retirement. That is nothing that we, the people, are going to be subjected to. So they exempt themselves from the laws that they put the rest of us under. That is actually creating a title of nobility, giving special privileges to some citizens and thereby disadvantaging other citizens. And our founders were very careful about this because they knew throughout the history of Europe, titles of nobility granted by the king to certain of his subjects meant that they had special privileges. They had special tax exemptions that other citizens did not have, and this created a great deal of difficulty and problem, and it meant that the people who were born into the lower classes never had the opportunity to come out of those lower classes and rise to a higher level. In America, they knew this was not to be the case. Everyone was to be given an equal advantage. No titles of nobility would ever be permitted in our system, but yet, under another name, we now have titles of nobility, violation of the Constitution.
Well, we're out of time here. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you on our other programs real soon. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, Sydney, we are constantly under attack today. And as we've told you, certainly our government has been taken over by the Trilateral Commission. 12 present or former members of the Trilateral Commission are the ones who control Barack Obama. He's simply a puppet. But then our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, our Christian organizations have been taken over. I went to a conference this last week, and I guess it was Friday night. I actually didn't attend the last 2 hours, but it was a very patriotic program where they sang the Star Spangled Banner and all the old great patriotic songs, and then everybody was asked to go up and sign a scroll pledging their allegiance to America and to work to preserve it, and a lot of people did, and certainly we love America and our Constitution, but if you read the wording of the scroll, people came to me the next day and said, what was this about the all-seeing eye of our Creator that we wanting to be illuminated? And they brought me a copy of the scroll, and it came right out of the secret societies using the esoteric forms of writing, capitalized to talk about the brotherhood of man, to deify man, humanity with a capital H. The writing was right out of the secret societies, and some of the leading conservatives of our country attended that meeting and signed the scroll. Well, fortunately, people who listened to my programs picked up on what it was, refused to sign it, and some of them the following morning went up and took their names off of the scroll. Put forward by one of our leading conservative organizations, very well funded. Who do you think is funding them, of course? This is what it's all about. Well, certainly, we have a lot of conservative organizations that have lots of money. They are funded to funnel off support for those of us who are trying to preserve our way of life, to tell you that we're involved in a spiritual battle. There really is a Luciferian force working within the key organizations like the Trilateral Commission and like the Council on Foreign Relations and like the Bilderbergers and Bohemian Grove and all the myriad of other Masonic, Theosophical, Rosicrucian organizations, very real organizations, the Lucius Trust, moving us towards a world government and the destruction of our way of life. And these are the people who certainly want to depopulate the world and kill off the majority of the people. And you see, that doesn't make any sense. And of course it doesn't make any sense, because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who've given themselves to the dark side. And that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and help me circulate it. And you can get it, in bulk if you buy bulk quantities, you get a bulk price. And then, of course, we want you to get our talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with it, on the financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that. Why? Because we tell you who Barack Obama really is and who really put him in power. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We got copies of that scroll. If any of you want them, we'll give you send you a copy of it, where they call for, our pledging our allegiance to the all-seeing eye of our Creator. All-seeing eye of our Creator? That's the eye of Lucifer on the back of the dollar bill. Why would people be pledging allegiance to that? Why, they're pledging allegiance to God, but to a different God. And that's what the battle is all about. There's an eternal battle between God and Lucifer that's been going on since the days of creation. If you haven't seen the DVDs on the Final Countdown, you need to get them, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our vision protection until tomorrow, and the Lord be with you.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapahoe and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over 20 years, and she's